This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 20th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Reclamation boost CVP deliveries. ALRB Council in the hot seat. Newsom's budget still shaky, and Rubio stumps for Lindbergh at the UN. The Bureau of Reclamation is increasing Central Valley Project water supply allocations for south of Delta contractors, citing improved reservoir storage and spring runoff conditions after April storms. The latest update raises allocations for south of Delta irrigation water service and repayment contractors from 20% to 25% of contract totals. Municipal and industrial contractors south of the Delta will see allocations increase from 70% to 75%. Acting Regional Director Adam Nichols says improved spring runoff and coordinated operations have strengthened overall system storage, allowing reclamation to make more water available. He cautioned, however, that the Sierra Nevada snowpack has largely dissipated after earlier than usual because of warm spring. But Westlands Water District General Manager Allison Febo called the updated allocation disappointing, saying it does not meet grower needs despite reclamation efforts to manage competing demands on the system. She said the year's early precipitation, full reservoirs, record hot March, and low snowpack show the need for update water management policies and improved storage conveyance and regulatory flexibility. GOP Senator Shannon Grove of Bakersfield pressed the general counsel at the Agriculture Labor Relations Board recently over whether farm workers are adequately protected from coercion and fraud under California's card check law. During a hearing on reappointing Julia Montgomery to the ALRM, Grove said workers in her district have complained they did not know what they were signing or that their signatures were misused in union campaigns. Montgomery said the ALRB investigates objections and unfair labor practice charges when workers, employers, or unions raise concerns. But Montgomery acknowledged her office does not proactively verify every signature before certifying a union petition. We don't have handwriting experts on staff, she said, explaining signatures are generally presumed valid unless they're challenged. Grove was unconvinced, arguing the agency's outreach is not connecting with workers most affected by AB 113, which established card check. Whatever your outreach is, it's not working, Grove said. Montgomery defended the agency's approach, saying it has expanded education through the social media, radio, television, and community-based organizations. The Legislative Analyst's Office is warning lawmakers that Governor Gavin Newsom's revised budget proposal leaves California on shaky fiscal ground, despite stronger tax collections. In a new LAO and a new report, LAO says the budget relies on $20 billion in reserve withdrawals and suspended deposits, along with $4 billion in borrowing to balance the plan. The analysts cautioned the state still faces a structural imbalance and recommended the legislature free up $24 billion in the budget with enough to rebuild reserves. Two companion reports examined the major tax proposals. One would extend the sales tax to software delivered through downloads or remote access, raising an estimated $450 million for the state and $560 million for local governments. The LAO says the idea has merit but suggests a broader approach. Another proposal would permanently limit business tax credits, raising $850 million. The LAO called it reasonable, but warned it would weaken research and development incentives. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at AgriPulse.com under the Events tab. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Secretary of State Marco Rubio making the case at the United Nations to push Luke Lindbergh's candidacy to lead the World Food Program. In a post to X yesterday, Rubio said he had spoken with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs. Rubio wrote, quote, "His appointment is essential to ensuring the UN operates with transparency and accountability required to feed the world. I'm ready to get started," Lindbergh responded. Ongoing trade blockages in the Middle East translate to worsening energy shortages in June and July, particularly in Asia, according to Arlen Suderman, chief commodities economist for StoneX. The bottom line is that there is little evidence that the Strait of Hormuz will open anytime soon, Suderman said in a note. The fertilizer story is more of one for the 27 global crop cycle with some localized exceptions. Separately, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said he'll be pressing the Trump administration to lift tariffs on ammonia and sulfur as American farmers continue to contend with soaring fertilizer prices. Grassley also reiterated that countervailing duties on phosphate imports from Morocco need to be removed. He said, quote, "Mosaic doesn't need the protection." The Senate yesterday voted 50-47 to advance a resolution that would compel President Trump to end the war in Iran or obtain congressional approval to continue the conflict. Republicans voting to move ahead with the measure were Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Rand Paul of Kentucky. All Democrats voted in favor except Senator John Fetterman. Three Republicans, Senators John Cornyn of Texas, Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, did not vote. Even if the House also agreed to the resolution, Trump would be expected to veto it. Democrats said it was a sign that support for the war is weakening. Here's today's final word. Science is what is going to solve the problems facing humankind. That Catalonia president Salvador Illa, who has signed an MOU with UC Agriculture and Natural Resources to boost research collaboration on water quality, sustainability, and resilience. Catalonia, an independent community in Spain, has held a sister state relationship with California since 1986. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 20th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.